Any organisation that wants to stabilise its stewardship needs to address three questions. Who do we have that has the knowledge and influence to be a stable steward? How do we keep them? And how do we bring on the stewards of tomorrow? The right people possess a deep understanding of what the organisation does, how it operates, and what its fundamental beliefs and behaviours are. They won't necessarily sit at the top. In fact, they probably occupy positions 2 to 3 levels down. Better and different thinking can often be stimulated by an adjacent stranger, someone who is far removed enough from the task that they can offer a fresh perspective, but not so far that they simply prove too disruptive. As the social researcher Harry Walcott puts it, outsiders make the familiar strange, helping insiders find something new. Insiders make the strange familiar and execute it. Centennials often employ part-time people who have multiple interests and can have many projects simmering on the back burner until adequate data, a new technique, or a new insight finally comes to them. This approach has been described as slow-motion multitasking. When it comes to roles, management is best left to stable stewards, administration to effective executors, and new ideas and breakthroughs to the experts. Anthropologist Robin Dunbar reveals that 150 is the maximum number of contacts we can manage in our brains at any point in time. This is therefore the optimum largest size of a group. 300 is the maximum number of people to have in any one site before things start to get messy and lose momentum. In the positive deviant approach, someone from the outside provides the solution and those to whom it is directed may not believe it and have no investment in it. Their counterintuitive decisions, going against the outside advice, often provides better answers than the received wisdom. The OODA loop comes from the military. Observe what's happening, orientate by synthesising all available information, decide if and how you want to move forward, and act quickly and decisively. It can be used in many aspects of business and sport. The Royal College of Art have a similar loop for designing. Discover what's already out there and what does and doesn't work. Define what might work better. Design something new that wows and could change people's lives. And deliver that idea. What you have to watch? Not much. There is much wisdom here and a helpful set of questions which can be applied to any organisation to see if it has what it takes to endure.